G'day and welcome to our series, Thanking God for 500 Years, where we are looking at and celebrating that momentous event in history and including in that church history. These are extracts from the book Heroes and Heretics Abound, available on Amazon. Part 2, Reformation is Born. Today, we come to a split within the Roman Catholic Church in the beginnings of the Protestant Church. The main person we will look at today is one of the very giants of church history, Martin Luther. He was the professor of biblical studies at Wittenberg University in Germany. He lived from 1483 and through to 1546. Luther was an Augustinian monk, and he had tried to find God as a monk. But Luther was unable to come to terms with God's righteous demands. It weighed upon his mind and every aspect of his life. Eventually, Luther realized, through reading the scriptures, that in order to satisfy God's righteous demands, he could do nothing of his own to fulfill them. Luther came to see that justification before Almighty God was by faith alone, through grace alone, which was a gift of God. There was nothing he could do in order to satisfy God's righteous demands upon him. Included in the aftermath of this discovery of Luther's were these events. There was the 95 Theses. These were statements against indulgences nailed to the castle church door at Wittenberg on the 31st of October 1517. Luther rapidly gained a following in Germany, and this was aided by the printing press. In 1519, Luther denied the supremacy and infallibility of the Pope and the Church. This led in 1520 to Luther being excommunicated by Pope Leo X. And then in the year 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Luther was outlawed by the Emperor Charles V of Spain. Luther had to be hidden by friends for 8 months, during which he translated the New Testament into German. Then in 1528, at the Diet of Spruga, each German state was allowed to follow the religion of its reigning prince. Then in 1529, at the Diet of Speyer, Lutheran states voted to remain Lutheran, and Catholic states voted to remain Catholic, and they were not allowed to change. Evangelical princes protested at the restriction, and the word Protestant was given to this movement. Then in the year 1530, at the Diet of Augsburg, Protestants submitted a statement of belief which was rejected, but which became the basis of Lutheran doctrine. And then in the year 1547, war broke out between Catholics and Protestants. This war was eventually won by the Catholics, but Protestantism was finally recognized to be legal in the year 1552. Out of the Reformation came three main truths: the final authority of God's word, justification by faith, which was a gift of God's grace, and thirdly, the priesthood of all believers. However, it should be noted that, rightly or wrongly, Luther still accepted as truth infant baptism as being necessary for salvation, and consubstantiation, in that there was a real presence of Christ's body with the bread and the wine. And Lutheranism, well, it spread from Germany to Denmark and Norway and Sweden, and soon throughout Europe. So that is Martin Luther. But he was far from being alone in the European Reformation and Protestantism.